The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That's part two. Welcome back. G&D here on The Fan. No GP, but yes, Linnell with us for the final hour of the show as we lead you up to Christmas. So speaking of Christmas, we do this every year on Christmas Eve. I end up hosting the Christmas Eve show a lot of times by myself, a lot of times with a buddy. But I've done it now. I think each of the last like 6 or 7 years.
It's been a while.
I've been doing this for a minute, you know?
Hashtag not new to this, true to this.
Yes, that's something I would say. And I've done this for a while, and I'll take it for granted. It's the coolest thing ever. I love doing it so much. And our old producer, Brendan Darr, hated this thing so much. He pretended that he didn't hate it, which was obvious because it gave away the fact that he hated it that much. Huh. That was a weird turn of a phrase. Let me try that again. He hated it, and then he would try to pretend that he didn't hate it. Uh-huh. And that made him, like, angrier.
Yeah.
That makes sense that he was putting up this charade, pretending that he liked it. There, I said that much better. So, you're in the YouTube chat. YouTube.com. You can find the 106.7 The Fan page. Tweet us. Or give us some suggestions. What up, chat? Call us, 800-636-1067. Tweet me at FunnyDanny. Whatever you want. If I can do it, I'll do it. Give me the voice that you'd like me to do and a little topic for discussion. So, for example, okay, let me see. I just had this one a moment ago. Looks like this.
Please bring your best stuff, folks, because I want to laugh.
Glenn Consor. Oh. This is from Jordan. Glenn Consor calling a game with the Seven Dwarfs. Okay? So hold on. Sleepy. Now, hold, Doc. Corey Kispert had two rebounds. Dopey, that's not very many. Boom. Yeah, that's stupid. It's nothing. But that's the bit.
Yeah.
You follow me? It's just Glenn Consor naming a couple of the dwarves while talking about a stat.
That's it.
That's how, let's go to fly. That's how we do this segment. If you know, you know. I had somebody else here. John Walton and the Capitals broadcast thinking about what to order. John Walton and the Capitals broadcast thinking about what to order. Yeah, so, for example, if we do several appetizers, they'll bring them out first, and it's going to be something that we are in danger of filling up. What do you think, Kent? Wow. Oh, that's right, Kent. You'll be too full to order your main course. Then you have to get a doggy bag and carry it home. Looks like rolls are on the way to the table. That's exciting. That's how we do this segment. That's John Walton.
That was a great job.
You like the Kenny Saverin bit?
That was yes.
My bit, and I like these guys a lot. So people think a lot of times when I impersonate somebody, I don't like them. Not the case.
That's the
I
exact love opposite. Dudes,
but sometimes I hate them. But not this case. I love those guys. My Kenny Saverin bit is that he just goes, oh, like I can't, he's like, down, oh, thanks, Kent. And then like, just move
thanks,
on.
Kent.
Yeah, just like it's back to John Walton. That's kind of the bit. All right. So, Linnell, you've got a
suggestion. Do I get to start?
You're going to start this off. 800-636-1067. So give me what you got.
I want to hear, this is tough. I want to hear Jay Gruden.
Mm.
Do you have a Jay Gruden?
Yeah, my Jay's okay.
Okay, I'll make it easier.
That's good. I talk sort of like this. I say, what's your point?
I want to hear Jay and Ron fighting over who would have done better with real ownership.
Well, first of all, my thing about it, okay, is, you know, if you're where your feet are, okay, and then they're in the same place they really are as a good owner, mm-hmm. okay, and it's something that, you know, you get to support and everybody. Mr. Snyder's been great for us. He didn't like me. He fired me. I found that over a beer. I don't know. Yeah, it's suspect.
That's how we do it, though.
Yeah, that was okay. All right, you got another one, or you want me to move to the calls?
I do want to selfishly give you one more because there's someone that you do that I love. Can you be Chris Broussard explaining?
Give myself a cough drop, by the way, if you hear that sound, yeah.
Yeah. Can you be Chris Broussard explaining what is currently happening with the Wizards?
So right now, unless something changes, the Wizards are on pace to lose 914 games this year. They're trying this thing out where Jordan Poole handles the basketball and Kyle Kuzma doesn't play and doesn't play hard when he does play. They're also having Keshawn George trot around the three-point line, and he looks bewildered at times in this offense. Coach Brian Keefe is basically making certain that they can't guard anybody. They couldn't stop a sneeze right now, even if they held their nose and had 7 seconds notice that a sneeze was in fact coming. That's kind of my.
That's a very good Broussard.
Yeah, well, thank you. Don't like that.
Thank you.
Don't like it.
It's the dragging out Brian Keefe. Yeah, that popped.
So that's one of those you have to like get a tone first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not an easy one to do. Like I always have to start with right now, unless something changes. I can't get into it any other way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Darius, you got one? You don't have one? Maxwell House, you have one?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Tony Montana running a daycare.
No, I can't do it.
Fine.
I know what you're saying. I know, because we were doing it bits earlier. I want you to know that I will do that for you, but I'm not doing it on the radio.
All right, fine. We'll do another. Adam Schefter breaking the news of the invasion of Ukraine.
So what is happening now is we're seeing a couple of reports emerge that it might be Russia trying to annex another country. I've talked to multiple agents and multiple sources around the league, and as I retweet them and whatever they say goes, and I'm carrying water for a lot of people, it seems like Putin is interested in taking over Ukraine. Right now, there's lots of resources, there's lots of things they want, and they want it to be part of the Russian Empire. So, as of this moment, nothing is confirmed, but it seems as if there's going to be a ground invasion and a lot of war. Back to you.
It's the...
My Christmas has been made.
What got me with that was the... that was this textbook.
Robbie wants Barkley doing 12 days of Christmas. Okay, because I never understood that, Ernie, because Christmas Day one day... And first of all, Kenny, I don't know how you had 12 days because and Hanukkah, they have 8 nights. Hold on, Ernie. They have 8 nights. Then there's other ones that don't have. Just one day at Christmas. The Christmas Eve, you could open one gift. But then Christmas Day, you open all the other presents. There's not 12 nights. I never understood that one, Ernie. Back to you. Boom. That's how we do the segment.
Damn, right. Man.
Let's go.
Barkley's crazy.
Oh, thank you. Let's do Andre Manassas. Andre, what do you got, right, buddy?
Hey, so your boy Donald Trump is coming back. He's the biggest Redskins, tremendous fan out there. I want to hear Donald Trump's impression when the Canadians saying Jews got into the game on Sunday.
So we're going to talk about it. So-called Benjamin. He's Canadian. People don't talk about it. He's such a bad cornerback. He's very weak. A.J. Brown, a good American receiver. Beat him like a drum. Beat him so badly. We're going to look at this because we're going to have a regime where Marshawn Lattimore plays and St. Juice doesn't. He's so bad. He gets beaten all over the place. He's terrible, okay? But you won't call him on it because you're dishonest. Excuse me. We're watching this Philadelphia team. They're playing so well. Jalen Hurts gets injured, but, you know, very weak. He goes out of the game, and Kenny Pickens comes in. Kenny Loggins is in the game. He does so. And A.J. Brown runs a slant route. They're very simple. Little slant route. And Benjamin St. Popes can't stop it, okay? He's so terrible. But Washington won. They won the game. They were very lucky. They probably won't win again. But right now, they're doing so well. But we could do better. Thank you. All right. This is interesting. Tell Ali and Annandale I can't do that one. He's got to have a different request. I can't do that one either. Okay. Steve in Chesapeake, give me your impression request in the topic, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If I had a choice between World Peace and Danny Ruway Christmas Special, give me Danny Ruway Christmas Special.
I'll take it, yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm laughing my butt off. Your Charles Barkley impersonation.
Appreciate your earning.
It's amazing. So, Danny, real quick. You said you were a Stranger Things fan. You see the show?
Absolutely, yeah. I love Stranger Things, yeah.
All right. I'm walking in the bar. I see Josh Harris and Donald Trump sitting at the bar having a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, have you ever seen Stranger Things? Can you explain it to me? Can you do that for me, sir? Thank you.
Here we go. So, well, there's a number. It takes place in Indiana, and it's, you know, right now. Do you want to shake hands? Okay, it's there are some kids, and it's kind of like E.T., but it's also, how would you explain it? Okay, so these very weak kids, there's one that's a number. She's number 11. She's got some psychic powers, okay? So she takes a Demogorgon that comes from the abyss. It comes from the upside down, which is the far left, the radical left agenda of the Demogorgon and the upside down people. So they are invading. Okay, they invaded. And they did so well until 11 put him back in the other dimension. Turns out there were so many bad people on the other side. They were so bad. Because all these different things from the other side, the upside down, they were trying to take over. And it was about 11. And it was one dude that got bit by a spider one time. I think that's pretty much the summary. I would also add that at various points, I tried to buy everyone a beer, but they were just kids. I don't know. I didn't have a good shoehorn.
I want to give you a real
Josh Harris in there.
Holy hell.
Tell Charles and Bristow I can't do that one. It's flattering to think I could do them, but I can't do them all. Guilo says, give me Nick Cage trying to convince someone to kiss him under the mistletoe. He loves my Nick Cage bit.
Sir, I don't think my Nick Cage is that great, but it's not important because it's Christmas. I want to make sure we make out under the mistletoe. Where's the Declaration of Independence?
Wow.
There's that one. This is from the comments section here. Let's do this one from Ken. Pat Mahomes telling Travis Kelce to tell Taylor Swift not to come to the playoff games. Trav, just a quick interjection, quick conversation we need to have, dog. Let's be honest with it. Tay-Tay is a distraction. Right now, she basically she gets shown on camera more than I do, and I'm the one with all the Hall of Fame stats, and she just goes on tour for little girls. Right now, I don't think it's a good idea if she comes to the game because I've talked to Coach Reed and some of the other guys are anonymous tight ends that I throw to also, and D-Hop. I don't think it's a good idea if she comes to the game. So if you could keep her butt at home, that would be awesome, dog.
Dog.
Shannon Sharp and Chris Broussard debating whether MJ or LeBron is the GOAT.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Hold on, Chris. Knock, knock. Who there, Chris? The greatest of all time. It is Michael Jordan, Chris. Hold on. Listen, don't play with me. Don't play with Shay Shay because something's going to happen to you. A piano's going to drop on your head or it's going to be me. Well, either way, I'm the piano, Chris. The answer is Michael Jordan. There's other players, but it's not. Because it's Jordan. right now, unless something changes, LeBron James is going to play until he's 75 years old. He'll accumulate more statistical things than any player ever, including most times not being as good as Michael Jordan, because there is no debate. Boom. Even in character. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Wow. Let's line him up. 800-636-1067. Sorry, you're just like sitting here.
No, this is amazing. All right. I'm a kid in a candy store.
Tweet me at Funny Danny. Get in the YouTube chat. The all request impression line.
I have one off
Christmas
the break.
Eve special. There we go. Do it after the break. And I got the wheel here for inspiration. So, for example, there's Lou Holtz. I can do Lou Holtz.
Okay.
Take us to break as Lou Holtz. Here we go. How about this? All right, so coming up after the break, there's a big segment coming. At 6 o'clock, we got all sorts of other stuff. It's Christmas Eve. This guy's doing impressions of different people. It's coming back. It's great, Danny, but that's not Danny. That's now here on the fence. We're doing the impressions. So call us on the phone and order 636-1067. Tweet me a Funny Danny. It's football.